All right, the lineups are out. There is no Yordan Alvarez. I want to go ahead and just break that off for you just right now. There's no Yordan. I've had multiple people text in just, why the hell is Yordan not playing today? Why does he need off? According to Joe Espada, it is a scheduled day off for Yordan. Alvarez is available off the bench.
I'm trying to do the best I can.
That's all right, man. We know you are.
Got to ramp him back up, man. We can't kill him.
Got to ramp him up, man. Got to ramp him up slowly. Get him here.
Take it easy on them hands.
All right. I'd like to have seen him go against Max Fried, you know, the lefty. Maybe just get some good at-bats against some, you know, some really good lefties that you may run into in the postseason. But the lineup is out. Pena is leading off at shortstop. Correa is at third base. Altuve in left field. Clint, this is the first time that Jose Altuve has had a start in left field since July 28th. Okay, so he is in left field. Christian Walker at first base. Yainer Diaz is the DH. Urias is at second base tonight. Cam Smith in right field. Dubon's in center field with Salazar catching. Trying to get Dubon.
Trying to get him in that spot too, huh?
To see if we can get him in all nine positions played in his career. I got to believe catcher and pitcher is the only two.
He's been on that mound once or twice?
I don't remember. Maybe he has. I don't remember.
I don't think he's done it with an Astro as an Astro, but has he always been an Astro? No, he got him from somebody else.
Where did he come from? I don't recall it, but I know he's played the other seven.
I'd like to see Dubon's Lanera ass back there behind home plate.
Yeah, I know he's played the other seven. See if we can get him to catch and pitch. But that's the lineup. Pena, Correa, Altuve, Walker, Diaz, Urias, Smith, Dubon, and Salazar. With Framber Valdez, seeing if he can string together another good start. And obviously this is against a quality opponent, not the Rockies. We'll see what he is able to do tonight.
You know, well, I read a little earlier. The Astros record is significantly better with Altuve in left field than when he's in the other two spots. Second right, or DHing.
That's it then. Play him next.
Get him out there in left field, man. Just
left
stay.
Field him.
Look here. Y'all see old boy try to eat the scoreboard out there this weekend?
I certainly don't think he tried. I know his teammates right there sitting there thinking, nobody thought about that with that metal joint right there.
I mean,
it's tough.
I mean, my man come off that wall, and I rewound it and showed my wife, and like he got up on his knees and he knew.
I mean, it was the perfect.
He was waving everybody out there. He said, "Come on, man, I'm hurt. Hell with that play. Y'all get on out here. I'm busted wide open."
What did he get? 28 stitches, something like that. Something. It was the perfect. I mean, he hit it square.
When that old burly,
it's a corner. It's a metal corner.
When that old burly pitcher come out of that deal, he saw it from a distance. He came out of that deal with that towel wadded up. He knew what time it was.
Yeah.
How quick they gonna change that over, boys?
I don't know, man. Hell, they may just say. I mean, baseball is real cool with it. Like,
oh, you gotta change it. You gotta fix it.
I don't know, man.
I mean, he was busted.
How long did it take for him to get that heel out of there?
A while. Towns Hill was there
fighting
for
that? How long did it take to get
they
that
They did have
heel?
A flagpole in center.
They took him a while. There were
many years.
I mean, there was complaints, right? And I mean, I wonder how many walls people got to run into in Wrigley, that brick wall that's covered with ivy that before they think about anything with that.
It's hard for me to get real passionate about it. Like you said, I immediately they were talking when the old buddy for the Angels was talking about it. I was like, there is a brick wall in the league out there.
Oh, they're probably gonna say, that's only happened once. And how long's Enron / Minute Maid / the Daikin, how long has it been open? 20 plus years, right? Only one time somebody has run into that metal that metal fence that has a corner in it. Only one time.
Yeah, it opened with the new millennium in the year 2000.
Yeah. By the way, Isak Paredes and Josh Hader are getting their follow-up imaging done today for their injuries, according to Joe Espada. So, see what that means. All right, Yankees here tonight. She'll be. I know you're going to one of these games, aren't you, Tyler?
I might try to slide into the old Daikin. Yeah,
I got to give it another shot, man, Tyler. I got to give it another shot.
Well, that was, yeah, I don't know why you would quit. I don't even understand why you wouldn't give it another shot.
Well,
you've gone there and had a fantastic time every time except for when you got those seats.
I got a message for those Yankee turds.
I made a pissy poor decision, and Dubin didn't help me none, to be honest with you. I made a piss poor decision.
He's gone.
I spent more money, bought what I thought was better tickets. They were not better tickets. My legs were throbbing the whole time. I could have been standing up out there in that plaza around one of them bar top tables and just ordering some cold beer right there.
Is that what Linda would have wanted?
I could say, what? Bar top table and cold beer? Absolutely.
She'd have done that? Oh. I thought she wanted to get
luckily, she doesn't know about it or she'd be trying to go all the time.
And really?
I'd be forking that bill over.
Seemed like she enjoyed that. So, by the way, top 25 is out. Clint, and Ohio State, not a real surprise. They jump up to number one in the polls, Clint. Texas drops from 1 to 7 with their loss. They are getting crushed, really Arch getting crushed for that, but it was just 14-7 on the road. They lost by 7 with a chance to really what they had. They got stopped on the goal line. They got stopped inside the 10 multiple times where they didn't come away with any points. So, it wasn't like they got housed, right? This wasn't Florida State, Alabama. Alabama dropped from 8 to 21 in the poll, and then Florida State moves up to 14 in it. Miami goes up into the top 5. LSU gets up into the top 3. They get to 3, move up 6 spots there.
So, yeah, I'm with you, Ron. I think once again the Arch Manning thing is being weighted too heavily, right? It was weighted too heavily in a positive direction early on. Now it's in the negative direction. I mean, you went on the road in the shoe against what they believe is the new number one team in the country.
Although I think LSU should be, but go ahead.
Yeah, that's a fair argument, fair conversation. But you went up there with a first-time quarterback and you played them to a 14-7 game. You turned the ball over on downs twice inside the 5. I'm not minimizing how ugly that game was, but if you can go down there and your quarterback play that poorly, your offense appear to be out of sync the way that one was, and your defense is good enough to play to a 14-7, then you're probably a better overall football team than to fall 7 spots in the rankings. So I think this is, they're swinging from the hype was out of control early on in a positive way to me after one ball game, a 14-7 ball game at number one in the country. To fall 7 spots seems like seems a little bit aggressive to me.
Yeah. Text line coming through. ESPN was pushing for LSU to be number one after beating overrated as Clemson. I don't think Clemson's overrated, and I think going on the road at night at Clemson, and I think Clemson's going to be a really good team. Yeah. I would still, even with what Miami and Florida State did, I still probably think most people put them in the driver's seat to win the conference. They're a good football team, and LSU's a good football team. Hey, I remember a couple of years ago, we thought that Perkins cat was the best, maybe the best player in college football. He got hurt. He closed on Cade, boy. I didn't know. He
was shot out of a cannon, wasn't he?
He closed on him. I mean, he took every angle. Cade was like, what the hell?
Oh,
and
man. Just,
and that was over.
They're good, man.
Yeah,
LSU's good.
Because their defense hasn't been worth the damn. And you know, you could tell their offense will, you know, get the kinks out. Like there was, like that one play, I still wonder, was that a touchdown down, you know, where they called it and said he didn't complete the catch?
Yeah.
Where it could have been worse.
Yeah. Nussmeier, to me, you know, in terms of like top quarterbacks in the country, I like Thomas Castellanos. I've already said that, a kid out of Florida State. But when you're talking about like top quarterbacks in the country, I think Nussmeier won week one. I mean, it wasn't pretty by any stretch of the imagination, but watching him play, I mean, there is a game-changing quarterback in there. Even when things are moving fast, even when, you know, he's not seeing things clearly and the game plan's not perfect. And then on the flip side of that, Ron, you mentioned one play that got overturned. The jump ball versus one of the top corners in the league to a damn tight end. I mean, let him hang and the kid goes up and makes a play. I mean, they once again,
man, that dude's a weapon. Yeah, 14 he, yeah,
he,
nice.
And I don't know how old he is. I didn't do the digging, but he looks like he's just jumping on the scene.
Yeah.
They've got dudes offensively that I think that we don't even know of yet. Once again, so yeah, man, Nussmeier for me from a quarterback perspective. There were some guys that had good Beck had a good at least finish in Miami. Yep. But yeah, he won it for me, man. Nussmeier's the winner of week one.
Yeah, Miami defense looked good, but they went up against CJ Carr, a young quarterback making his first start. And then obviously Ohio State went up against a young Arch Manning making kind of getting the reins for the first time. But LSU went against a veteran quarterback that might be a top 10 pick coming into the game, and they shut him down.